I got a bad start on this tape, so I'm going to rerun it right here at the beginning and tell you that I'm coming up with your nice conversation. I just felt a little bit lonesome, and I think I'll just sit down and talk to my honey for about 30 minutes, one way or the other. I wrote a letter to Lou, and I sent him that tax notice on the terraces, and I told him that I had sent $1,000 to Uncle Bob to try and fix up the duplex, but since he had been collecting the rent for a long time, I knew he had a lot of money in the bank, so I wasn't too concerned about it. I wonder what he'll say to that. That ought to get him. But I also told him what we sure missed him and would like to see him, and one day we'll get together. And I told him about you and I getting here and getting in Manila, you getting in Manila, and me getting to my Delta home. I've been looking at my Delta home, been thinking of my Manila home very strongly the last couple of days. I'm really kind of homesick for you, and your last letter sounded like you was getting ready to see old Carly, too. I sure hope that your activities are keeping you alert and that you're not being isolated. It can be done, but I guess a guy just has to give it that positive extra kick, and like they taught us in the salesmanship class, and say, hell, I'm a nice guy. I'm as good as guys that come, and I'm going to have a lot of fun. And then when you start believing in yourself, when you tell yourself you're a good guy, then there's nothing. Everybody else has got to think you're a good guy. Now, I can really talk that way because I've had plenty of experience of being down a little bit in the dumps, but I don't think it's worth all the effort. Sometimes I have to struggle around. I'm looking at this job now, and there's no promotion. However, I did get a $500 raise, $500 a year. That's almost $50 a month, I guess. I got the next step. I'm now making $13,750 a year. The old man is getting up there. I could be drawing $16,000 if the sons of guns played with me, right? Well, I'm still a good guy whether they played with me or not, eh, honey? Anyway, I got to thinking about, I better get over and see that gal, man. I'm staying away too long, so I broke out the forms today, and I begin to try and figure my time when I go over there. I guess it'll have to be the first week in November, honey. I think the first Saturday, second Sunday, Monday's the third, and I don't know when the plane comes, but I should leave here. I should see you on the 3rd or 4th of November. But the stay will only be a short one. I shouldn't hang around any more than 5 days, and when the plane comes back. So if I go on Monday, I might come back on Thursday or one of the days. I went on Friday, so there's a plane that leaves on Thursday, and I went on the 5th, which is Monday, so I guess that's a Tuesday. And I guess I can come back whenever I want to. I'll try and get back for the weekend so I can be on the job by Monday. So that should give me the 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th or 8th. Anyway, I'll get Saturday, a week, 7 days. It'll be I'll get about about 5 days, because if I take too much now, I won't be able to stretch it over the year. Figuring that 48 days a year. Well, maybe I can make it. I don't know. I'll figure it out tomorrow. Anyway, I'm coming home to see. I'm coming down to see you sometime in November, the first week in November, if everything goes right. The boss is asking me to get the schedules made up for Christmas vacations, and you keep your ears open. When you hear that they're going to give you a Christmas vacation, you just go down there and tell them you want to come over here and get yourself a ticket, round trip, and I don't know how we'll work it, but you get in Saigon, we'll figure out some way that we'll work it. So we're going to be, keep up your high hopes, because we're going to be together before too long. Something's been bothering me the last few days. I don't know what it is, but I look at your picture over here, and it's that little dog. And I think to myself, boy, if I've missed that little dog, I wonder what Florence is going through. That's a sad thing. And but you said never again, but I don't know. First chance I get, I'll get me a pooch. But maybe the next time we'll be where we can appreciate one, something we'll love and have. Well, let's see. I just want to tell you, too, that by golly, I've been getting your letters right and left. I got one yesterday. You wrote the 4th, and was only today's the 7th, and I got two yesterday. You sent the 4th, the one with the letters of Ruby and Lorraine and Mom, and well, you mailed them both the same, and then sent me an awful nice letter too. I've been getting the mail pretty regular now. I think I sent you one Monday. This is the 7th, and I sent you one yesterday on the 6th, and told a guy to put it in the Manila box. You should have it today, you should have it on the 7th or 8th. And the mail was coming pretty good, by George. I'm glad you got your curtains. Oh yeah, and I wanted to talk to you about your legs. I'm really not concerned about the legs, honey. I do it because I know how good a person feels when they're in real good shape. And when I'm in shape, boy, I feel like I can whip the world. And it's only when I get old and decrepit and fat and out of shape that I think it ain't worth facing the sun.